Welcome back to the Barca Weekly, episode number 4, where we discuss the latest news following FC Barcelona. We'd like to give you guys some of our thoughts and feelings, as well as if you're listening to us via podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Barca Breakdown, one word, and also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. To start us off, my name is Yusuf, and I'm here with my co-host Adam.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. My name is Adam. As you said, this is the Barca Weekly 4. However, this one might be a little bit weird because Yus and I are actually not recording this at the same time. So with the magic of editing, we're going to try and put it together in a nice episode. And what a time, right? I mean, as the Barca season has ended, we have some great European games going on, right? Champions League final coming up this Saturday, Chelsea and Man City. And we just watched Villarreal beat Manchester United in the Europa League finals. In a crazy penalty shootout, right? I think the penalty takers went like 19 of 19. And then David De Gea, the goalie, of course, for Manchester United, went up and missed the crucial penalty, which was kind of crazy. But I think, you know, getting to Barca, what's really been on everyone's mind for the last, you know, month and this week especially is what is going to happen with the Barca coaching position and Ronald Koeman specifically, right? And all of this kind of was coming to a head on Tuesday when we had the big meeting with Laporta and Koeman. And, you know, we all hoped that we would get some clear guidance after that meeting of, you know, is Koeman going to stay or is he going to go? Unfortunately, it was a little bit of a weird day, right? So originally, the first meeting Laporta had with the other board members was with Koeman's agent. And that is in it of itself is a little bit of a weird situation because you would think that if the meeting's about Koeman and him continuing, Koeman would be there. But if it's only the agent, a lot of people are wondering, you know, was this a meeting to try and figure out how much it would cost to buy out Koeman? There were reports early on that it would be 6 to 7 million. And then lately we've been hearing that maybe that figure is an astronomical 13 million. So kind of confusing. But then we all waited some more, trying to figure out when Koeman was going to arrive. Koeman finally arrived, had the meeting with Laporta, his agent, and, you know, I think three other members of the board, and it was just under an hour, right? Which for such a big meeting, you would think they would need a few hours. You would assume, right, Laporta would want Koeman to speak about his plans for the future, transfers he wanted to happen. But unfortunately, it was kind of a quick meeting. And then the first real report we get is actually Koeman's agent saying that he thinks the meeting went well and that Koeman is, you know, probably going to continue and that Koeman could even sign on a contract extending him, you know, possibly past even the 2 years he had signed for. But then as the night went on, right, and into the morning, we kind of saw these, that first narrative that Koeman's agent set that Koeman was going to continue started to go away. And we had Cat Radio report that Koeman might not actually stay and that what Laporta, according to Cat Radio, said is he wanted 2 weeks to look for a replacement and if he couldn't find one, Koeman would stay. Again, these are all reports, and like we always tell you guys, especially in European soccer, there are so many rumors out, and you know, different parties, the board, the agent, the coach himself, the players, you know, they're all leaking things or putting narratives out in the press to try and kind of portray the situation how they want. But the idea that Laporta could have gone out and told Koeman, "Hey, we want to look for a replacement for 2 weeks, but keep you if we don't find one," I mean, that seems really disrespectful. And I think a lot of the narrative that's set by Koeman's team right now is like, hey, guys, there's a lot of disrespect towards him that he doesn't think he deserves, right? Obviously, the hero of 92, obviously a Barca legend, and someone who, besides that last month of the season, had a team that really grew into the season and played well. And unfortunately, you know, we had, what, 2 wins in the last 6 games, and it really all fell apart at the end. But, you know, for a good part there, we were all pretty happy with Koeman ball. We all saw that the team looked better and, you know, a lot of youth players were progressing. And so, you know, now where do we leave? Well, it's not exactly clear if Koeman's going to stay or, you know, what Laporta thinks. I mean, it looks clear that Xavi, I don't know, the rumors have died down a bit. And like I've been saying on the last few episodes, I think Xavi might not be exactly ready just yet, right? We don't want to put Xavi in the exact position we put Koeman in, which is, you know, having an aging Messi, not having that clear second player who's going to take the mantle and really carry this team forward, and then have him, you know, Xavi coach for a season and have something bad happen. I think everyone's trying to avoid that. I think, you know, from the B team, Pimienta seems like he's not high on the list. There's talks of the Ajax coach coming, and, you know, I hear these rumors about Roberto Martinez. We hear a lot of Roberto Martinez rumors every offseason for a lot of different coaching jobs. I don't think he's the right man. And so, you know, I think the big fairy tale answer that some people are saying might happen is that Laporta is waiting for after the Champions League final because he either wants, of course, his dream, Pep Guardiola, to come back, or Thomas Tuchel to leave Chelsea and come to Barca. Honestly, I don't think any of these are possible. And even as you guys have heard me say I'm Koeman out, I really do think that Koeman will come back because we just are not going to find a better option. Yus, what do you think?
I said in a previous video that I would be willing to give Koeman another year if he would be able to show that he's going to make these other decisions, be more tactically mindful, play different rotations instead of playing the same backline three. You know, he's made some good decisions in terms of playing some of the younger players, but he's also done some terrible things, especially in the last few games of the season where he seemed to be pretty stagnant in his lineup. Nothing was changing. We weren't scoring enough. We were letting it. Our defense was terrible. PK was messing up. Mingueza started to mess up a little bit. Lenglet was messing up. Like I said, I'd be willing to give him another year if he's able to show that he is willing to be less egotistical and do things like play pooch, do things like make better rotations. If a player isn't playing well enough, he shouldn't be playing those players, especially in bigger games. And as Adam has said, you know, Koeman out for him. I'm on pretty much that train. I don't really think that... I mean, it's really hard because Koeman has made some great decisions at the beginning of the season, and now I see that he's dwindling, and I can't really trust someone like that anymore. At this point, I don't really have any other options on managers other than Xavi, so I'm not really excited about seeing the next year, but, you know, who knows what will happen. But Laporta seems to still have some trust in Koeman, and... we don't really know what's going to happen, right? There's not much news coming out yet. I'm sure there's going to be more talks about these two, or about the possibility of Koeman continuing his second year. This also rolls over into discussion of the midfield transfer news, which is Jorginho Wijnaldum coming from Liverpool, who has recently been connected with Barcelona, saying that he's going to come as a 30-year-old, which is kind of funny because we've been talking about on previous videos how we need to rely less on some of these older transfers. But that also questions, will we be seeing Aleix, Puig, and Pedri as much if we have Wijnaldum coming, who has, you know, a pretty good or wonderful play under his belt at Liverpool? But then that goes to say, again, what are we going to be doing when we're getting all these midfield players and a lot of these players are not getting enough time? Ronald Koeman has shown that he has not been playing a good rotation in a lot of these players. Pedri has been pretty exhausted. FDJ has been playing a lot. Puig hasn't had enough time. Aleix should not necessarily be starting in some of these games. He doesn't seem on target with his passing and definitely his shot opportunities. They're all soaring over the net. So that leaves you to question, you know, getting this older player and having all these young players, what's going to be going on with the midfield? And, you know, is Koeman actually going to decide onto rotating his midfield, depending on, you know, making better decisions on tactics, depending on the team he's playing?
Yus, I think you are on to some really good things there, man, right? I think one, Wijnaldum is 30, which for some players like PK and Boussi, right, 30 seems like an age where things can go downhill really quickly. And, you know, Wijnaldum has played almost every game, I think, for Liverpool in the last 4 years. And, of course, they've, you know, fought for the Premier League title. They have made two Champions League final and won one of them. So he does have some mileage under him. But at the same time, right, Jurgen Klopp is one of the most brilliant coaches in football. And if he thinks that Wijnaldum is that good, I think we need him. And, you know, I think the other issue you're talking about is right, which is that Wijnaldum will come in here and he will compete with Pedri for sure for that spot in the midfield and with Mariba and, of course, Puig. And I think, you know, it leaves us with a situation where when everyone seems to want Mariba and Puig and some of our younger players to get more time, you know, it might be hard for them. I think Puig may have to go out and go on loan, even though loaning players for Barcelona, it rarely ever ends well and the players generally don't come back much better. I think Puig, with his talent, he really needs game time, and I think him going on loan is probably what's going to happen if Koeman comes in. And then with Aleix, you know, Aleix is 18 years old. As much as he had those first few games that were really stellar, connecting with Messi, he scored a few goals. I think, you know, he might need some more time on Barca B or have to accept a a bench role this coming season, right? And to kind of get more experience under him and to keep improving as a player. But going back to what we were talking about, what I was saying with Wijnaldum, you know, he is older, but again, he's played for these great Liverpool teams, right? Over the last 4 years, you would say Liverpool are one of, if not the most premier team in Europe throughout that time period, and he was there for all of it, right? I think we all remember at Anfield, Wijnaldum played a big role in that unfortunate loss we experienced. But, you know, he is a physical player with a really high work rate and an engine. He can last that full 90 minutes and, you know, play really as a box-to-box midfielder, which is something we've kind of been missing. In a way, he seems a little bit like that Paulinho, like that older midfielder we get to come in and to, you know, try and drive up and play a little more offensively, right? The good thing about Wijnaldum, again, if Koeman stays, is that Wijnaldum is on the Dutch national team, and so he has experience playing with Frankie as well as under Koeman. And, you know, after I heard Wijnaldum might come to Barca and it looks like he is going to sign, I looked at some of the videos of Wijnaldum on the Dutch team under Koeman, and he was playing really offensively. It seemed like he was, you know, really trying to go out there and score from the midfield, which is kind of the profile of player we've been missing. And so I think it's going to be good for us to look into him and to, you know, bring him on. 30 is not the same 30 as it might have been 10, 20 years ago, right? With so many more advancements in diet and nutrition and, you know, the training programs, I think a player of his age can still be pretty productive for us. And, you know, with Pedri, with Aleix, you know, depending what happens with Pjanic and some of the other midfielders, we have a deep squad. And one of our biggest issues this year with Koeman was that he played Pedri too much, probably played Frankie de Jong too much, and our midfield kind of crumbled in the second half of the season. And so, you know, having Wijnaldum be a bona fide starter, or at least a sub every game, a player who can take minutes, who can help Pedri rest, who can help Frankie rest, even Busi rest at times if we put Frankie as the CDM, I think it's overall a good move, right? And, you know, moving to our last point, I think the big other thing we saw this week, right, we spoke about how Suarez won with Atletico the La Liga trophy, of course, over Real Madrid and Barca this season, scoring two great late goals in the penultimate game and that final game to help, you know, carry Atletico Madrid somewhat, you know, dragging to the finish line. But hey, they won, and Suarez was a huge part of it. And we saw a lot of messages that Suarez was kind of throwing shade at the Barca board, saying that, you know, it felt really disrespectful to him that they kind of threw, you know, Suarez to the side. They didn't think he was up for it anymore and he was too old. And that brings, you know, something else interesting is that Pjanic has been in the media lately, right, Yus? What was, you know, Pjanic talking about?
As well as Pjanic saying that he felt like there was a bitter taste in his mouth after not being played this year. There's a lot of questions that didn't have answers yet. He wants to know why he wasn't being played. While some of the youngsters like Pedri, Aleix, Puch were probably playing over him, even though we didn't see much Puch out there. Pjanic was one of those players that came from Juventus after transferring as a trade for Arthur, another midfielder that we used to have. But, you know, all these things here just shows that there is some disconnect between some of the players and Ronald Koeman and maybe the board at the time with Bartomeu. But now, you know, Pjanic coming out and saying that is more of a thing towards Ronald Koeman. Unfortunately, he is an older player. He's about 31 years old. And that being said, I would prefer some of the younger players to be played over Pjanic. But as someone that has a lot of years under the belt on the pitch, it kind of is disheartening to not be played at all, especially seeing that our team wasn't doing so well and we were playing the same players over and over, and I would not be happy either. But unfortunately, even when Pjanic was being played, he wasn't doing too well. He didn't provide much forward movement, didn't really provide much defensive game. So at the same time, even though I know he's upset, it's not really something that's surprising. Although, you know, Aleix wasn't doing too hot in the games that we played him. There were some okay things, but his passing was just not on target. You'd think that before you would put Aleix in, you may put Pjanic in, who's a little more seasoned.
Well, thank you guys all for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. We're going to come out with a video post Champions League just to break down what happened. We're also going to come out with a little bit of a preview for the Euros and Copa America, talk about the players we want to see the most on Barca, who are playing for, you know, Argentina, of course, France, Dutch national team, Spain, right? We want to see if Pedri has a big summer. So we're going to be back with some more content. We can't wait. Thank you all so much. Have a nice week until the final.